Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. And what's good, everybody? We're back on the podcast on Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. Yes, I'm speaking like that. I am your host, Red Eye, and I'm here with my co-host,
Erratic Asthmatic.
Hell yeah.
I'm also speaking like that.
On purpose.
Gotta join the bandwagon.
The purposefulness.
Purposefulness, yes. Absolute purpose.
Yeah.
This is what I was meant to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
On a podcast and speak in a robotic voice.
Yeah.
Now that I fulfilled that, you know what? It's all downhill from here. I peak now.
Yeah, you've made it.
Might as well not even try. Made it. Yeah, guys, how's everybody doing? It is July, mid-July. Summer's beaten down. This weekend's supposed to be the warmest.
For now.
32 degrees on a Saturday. That's going to be interesting. It's been like 28 at most thus far. I'm already starting to sweat.
Just thinking.
Feeling about that humid. Yeah, just thinking about it. Just thinking, oof. Getting warm in here.
The heat.
Yeah. But yeah, summertime. It's a nice time to go outside, do stuff. Maybe go to a beach, draw a penis in the sand. You know, purposeful things. As we mentioned.
Yeah. Life's gifts.
Life's gifts, exactly. Yeah. Also time to socialize a bit more, I guess. I don't know. I need to socialize more. Nah. Who needs that?
I know too many people.
I know too many people
and forgot too many people.
Yeah, that's true, like, too.
It's like I think I told you like a few days ago, someone just hit me up randomly.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah, years ago.
From like 15 something years ago. Never spoken on social media or anything.
Yeah.
This time it's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, what you want, huh?
Yeah.
So I just saw it, left it unread, never opened it.
Yeah.
I was like, but then it's still there, like it shows on my Instagram DMs that it's like, oh, you have one unread message. I was like, yeah, but can
it's gonna bother me now.
I'm trying to find out how I can read it incognito and figure out what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, I've already kind of read the message like on notifications.
Yeah, because you can like scroll down and then expand a little bit at least.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I think they want something.
Yeah, I think they want something. Yeah, I have quite a few of those. I got messages from, well, I say quite a few. It's like looking at my app now, it's like 5. But yeah, it's from years ago. It's like 2019 before that too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know you anymore. You don't know me anymore. We walk in different paths of life.
Yeah, but it's also like random. Like, I understand somebody who just would say like a message just as like, hey man, I just came across this, blah blah, and I remember like, you know, when we did that and that. Like, then I understand, okay, yeah, that was like maybe something.
Oh yeah, good times. Some random.
Yeah, good times, yeah. But not like, hey, how are you?
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean, how am I? How are you?
Clearly. Clearly you want something.
Clearly you want something. Yeah. Like sometimes I have one message from a guy who I went to university with, and he's like, hey, I'm low-key high as fuck right now, but I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed our friendship. I know that you're like moving countries and shit, but it was all fun and games and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh man, okay, I'll respond to you. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
But yeah, in general, I don't know. But yeah, people who haven't contacted in like 10 plus years, I don't know. It's like, it's kind of weird because like, why? Why now?
Yeah. It's like, what do you want?
What do you want? And then sometimes I feel like, sometimes I'll look back, because I don't speak to like pretty much anybody from my old high school. Like I'd speak to like two people sometimes, like maybe every 6 months. We'll have like one day where we like message back and forth a few times, and then that's it for the day.
Yeah,
that's it for the day, for the month.
It's not even the day, it's like a few hours. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. And sometimes I think about, you know, contacting the old people, because I also removed, like, I kind of fell off the face of the earth when I moved countries. I like removed a lot of people off my Facebook. I don't even use Facebook anymore. So I was like, yeah, I don't need this many friends. I basically just use it to speak to my family, because my mom is a boomer with Facebook Messenger. And so that's the only reason I don't even open the Facebook app. I just open the Messenger app.
Just the Messenger app, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes I think about reaching out to old people, to old friends.
Old friends.
But then then I feel like I'm going to be the guy. It's like, hey, how are you? And they're going to be like,
What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? The fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, but like for me, it's also like, as you said, it's not a lot of people that I talk to from high school as well. It's just like a few people, like in passing, we still go like, hey, man, like, especially like, let's say in our Instagram stories, whatever, we see something funny. I was like, hey, man, this and that. That's cool, bro. You know, those type of things.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I like the story or something. And then like, or it's like, it's food, you know, sometimes post pictures of food and he's like, hey man, send that through KR Pigeon. I was like,
yeah,
it's on its way.
Yeah. Make sure it's strapped tight.
Yeah. So those type of jokes. And then like say recently one of my friends from high school who got married in the weekend, you know, I don't know if he was getting married, but yeah, it was his wedding. So I saw that a bunch of pictures of everything on his stories and I was like, hey man, congratulations, you know, all the best for your future, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, thanks, bro, man.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming, blah, blah, blah. But thanks. You know, at least those type of messages. It's not like, you know, distasteful or anything. So it's just like, you know, in a way, we still have a friendship, but it's not like.
You know, as intense every as day. It may once have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what to call that type of friendship. It's still like,
yeah,
it's like we're kind of like friends, kind of, you know,
acquaintanceship.
Yeah, I don't know everything about them now. What's going on? But you know.
Yeah, we still chill. We're good still standing. Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's also it's difficult nowadays to make new friends. Because like as an adult, like the only people that you really interact with are people at your work or people that you already were friends with.
Already friends with, yeah.
And then like
people
maybe
you meet like friends of friends or like.
Yeah, but I don't know. I never really make actual friends.
Yeah.
Like they just become the mutual friend.
They become like acquaintances. It's like you just.
Yeah.
Like I know your name. But that's it. Like.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I even know that. I don't know. Like,
yeah, so yeah. Even the name, you're like, but I know your face.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've seen you before.
I've seen your face.
I know what this is. I know what this is like. It's familiar.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes people tell me their name and then it just like one in one ear out the other.
Yeah.
I'm really, really bad at listening to names, which is kind of, I guess, rude, but also like, I don't expect people to remember my name.
To remember, yeah, because I think it's also because we kind of are living in this world where everyone has their own social bubble.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like my social bubble is just you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
My social bubble like includes you, but then it also has another bubble, not another bubble, but like other people on this side, but like people you don't know even, you know?
Yeah.
But then,
like a lot of your friends don't know each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have one friend group and then you have another friend group.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like and the like, people, like the friend group, one friend group knows each other.
Yeah.
But then nobody in that friend group knows the other friend group.
Other friend group, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good. And then maybe once, like at a party or something, you guys will meet and then you'll just be like, okay, cool.
All right.
And then
see you again, maybe never. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. And like, and then you don't remember their names again.
Exactly. You know?
And it's like when we had like dinner at your birthday thing, like you had one of your friends there. I can't even remember her name. Like,
yeah.
Like I just remember what she looked like.
Yeah.
But how was it?
Yeah. Yeah. There were only two other people that weren't part of the, you know, the friend group with you.
Yeah.
And then a few people came later because another person invited them over.
Oh, right.
It was nice though, because she asked me first. She's like, "Can I invite other people?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, just do it. Yeah,
yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's okay." At least she asked first. Like, imagine, you know, like five people pull up to your table.
Yeah. And like, and you're like, "Who are these?"
Yeah, who are these people? Are they paying for the bill?
Yeah. Are they contributing?
Yeah.
To
my house rent. Yeah, that was a good time though. Birthday dinner was pretty fun. Not a lot of people played though. We went to an arcade.
Yeah.
Only like half the people played a few games.
I think we should have played before we ate, to be honest.
I think so too. Yeah, like I did a couple.
Yeah.
Because I knew like after eating
it was just itis, you know, people are like, yeah, people are just a bit slow. Just like,
got the itis. Yeah, man, yeah. I haven't heard that in a while. Got the itis. Yeah.
Cause even I wasn't out in the mood. I was just like, oh yeah, I'm full.
Yeah, I know. Like we went to play the basketball game, and then every other game you're like, nah. I don't feel like it. Even after like one basketball game, you're like, my arm's tired.
No, but my arm was dead, dude, for sure. Because like my shirt was holding me back. Because I was wearing a shirt and my shirt was tight. So I couldn't lift my arm.
Yeah.
As much
so as you had fast to like as work I, against the
as fast as I wanted to. I was like, am I gonna rip my shirt?
Like, yeah.
And then it was hurting my arm. So it was like I was also working out my arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was actually a little bit of a workout.
Yeah.
So I also played like three games in a row. People kept wanting to play against me. It was like, all right, birthday boy.
Yeah.
Me next. Yeah.
And it was warm. The room was warm.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was very warm, actually. It was warm outside, too. It was a very sunny, warm day, which is like good on some circumstances, but it got pretty old after a few hours.
After a few hours. Like, but it was also one of those also warm evenings, because I remember I was going back. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the metro, and I was just feeling sticky.
And I was
that humidity, humid and then get in the metro, and there's a nice airco, but it doesn't last long because every stop the door has to open, even nobody enters. You're just leave it closed unless someone presses the open button. Like,
right? I hate that some metros do that, some don't. Like, it's really off and on. You never know which metro you're going to get. Like, whenever a metro stops for me, I have to press the button. The door doesn't open automatically.
Oh, yeah. Not all of them.
Not all of them, yeah. But, like, sometimes I'll be sitting there on the metro ride, and then I see, like, we stop at a stop. It's not my stop. I'm just sitting there. And
then
I see the doors, all the doors all open the automatically. Doors are open. And I'm like, why didn't you do this for me?
Why don't I get
Why are you doing this for air and not people?
So strange.
Random behavior.
Yeah. But that's what happens, man.
It is. Oh, man, I got spiders and mosquitoes sitting on my window now.
Ah.
That's They've terrible. Already, yeah, all, already building their establishments.
Nice.
Getting themselves set up. I had a couple people over like 2 weeks ago on for like a Sunday brunch type of thing. We had mimosas and pancakes because we're fancy.
Mimosas.
And one of the people were like, "Do you want to open the window a bit?" And I'm like, "Nope, no, I do not. you want to have an infestation immediately flood my entire abode?" And she was like, "Yeah, but the airflow, you can, it's fine." And then we opened the window, and apparently, I didn't get any mosquitoes. Somehow.
Yeah, I think you're just scared. That's the thing.
I am though.
Yeah,
like, I know I am. But like, I know. Like, if I keep my window open every day, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, every day. But like, I mean, there's parts of times of the day you can leave it open, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but I don't know those parts of the day. Is it 1 p.m.? Is it
you need to 5 know. P.m.?
But I don't know.
And the afternoon is the best time.
Afternoon's the best time. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll try.
And just before it hits like 6, something like that p.m., that's when you close it.
That's when the spiders and mosquitoes get off work.
That's when the mosquitoes start stretching their legs. You know, they're like, time to go to work.
Well, they're starting their shift, I see.
Yeah, they're starting the day shift. Their day shift.
Yeah, the night shift. They got graveyard shift going.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was also reading like how now there are more mosquitoes in Europe that can transfer diseases.
Yeah,
dangerous.
Makes sense
compared to before. So now we also have to watch out for Zika, and I don't remember what the other one was.
Mm-hmm.
There have been
I don't either, but
some cases of malaria.
Yeah, mosquitoes in general just I don't like them. I don't like the really long legs too. Like they have
big
such
ones.
A
yeah
that can't stand it. Especially the most annoying part about them isn't even the bites. It's knowing that they're there.
Yeah, exactly. And then, that they're there. That once you
knowing
see
that they're
one,
there, yeah,
or
you know
hear
that,
one, then you're just mm-hmm. like,
I ain't gonna be able to rest easy now.
Yeah.
I even bought mosquito
spray like last weekend.
Oh yeah, I have some mosquito spray too.
And I was like, oh, it's going down.
It's going to. Yeah, I got I hate like the worst part, like even knowing that they're with knowing that they're there, it's hearing them.
Yeah.
Like, once they pass by, see you. Yeah. That's man.
And I hate the ones that they do it on both ears just to make sure you're alive.
Yeah, just to make sure you notice.
Yeah. It's like we on the right.
Over here.
Like, oh no. Yeah. And then when you turn around, I'm here on the left.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch. You want this smoke, huh?
Yeah. He pokes your shoulder twice. Somehow you feel it. And you're like, what? Then he goes into the other. Man.
But sometimes when I'm in the toilet and I see one in the toilet, I'm like, make a sudden move.
Yeah.
Just flush and leave.
It's like a T-Rex. If I don't move, it won't know I'm here.
Then I flush and then I turn out the light and close the door immediately.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, at least one is trapped.
Yeah.
Until we open the door again.
Until we have to pee again.
And then you forget that it was in there.
Exactly. You open the toilet lid, it like flies out.
It flies out like, oh shit, no. Damn you.
Damn. I should have pre-flushed.
Yeah.
That's also something. I've never lived in a place where I had stuff where I had to fear about things being in my toilet. Like Australia, you gotta watch for like frogs and spiders and shit.
Spiders,
like, hiding under.
Yeah. Snakes.
Yeah. Snakes. Yeah. Sometimes even like in New York, there's rats. They have rats going up like the pipes.
Yeah.
It's super weird.
It's trippy.
But like, I've never had to worry about that. So I don't know. Whenever I have to be very wary of where I'm traveling and the toilet.
Yeah. Well, it's flush first to make sure.
Exactly.
There's nothing hiding under. Yeah,
and then sometimes the flush doesn't even work. I've seen videos of people in like Australia, they flush and the spider is like, you know, kind of flushed out, but then he manages to like stick to the toilet and stay there. And like, oh shit. Now I know you're there and you're not gone.
And you're not gone. You're going to be a difficult one to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. And then also like you can't really do anything. It's like, it's a toilet. Like how are you going to get it out?
Yeah.
Other than flushing.
Yeah.
Just like plunge it.
Plunge it in.
Just smash it with the plunge.
Yeah. Just drown. Try to drown it.
Try to drown. Yeah.
Man.
It reminds me though, I'm about due for a cleaning in my bathroom. My shower too. I need to do a lot of cleaning. Summertime cleanse.
I actually find it
better to. I don't know what it is, but like whenever I make my own mess or like mess accumulates over time because like you don't pay attention to something, there's dust on it. I don't ever find the motivation to clean it. Like, I'm just like, yeah, it's dusty, it's fine.
Oh, well.
But whenever I have some people over and then they like make a mess in my kitchen or something, like when I mentioned the pancakes and mimosas, yeah. Like that was an event.
Yeah.
And then they left, nobody helped me clean. They offered and I was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of my room. You know, but, yeah, and then I find it better to clean after other people. I don't know what it is, but like my own messes, I don't want to clean after. But if there's other people that made a mess, I'm like, okay, let's get rid of all of their shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the mess.
I guess it does. Yeah, it depends on the mess. Yeah. I've also cleaned other people's, you know, bodily excretions before, and that wasn't something that I was like, okay, let's clean this up real quick.
No, you want to clean this? Like, no, you don't.
Yeah. Of course not.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, because even when I'm, let's say it's a dinner party or blah, blah, you know, always try to keep things neat and tidy so you don't have much to do afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's say, you use a plate is done, wash it immediately, like, yeah, even if it's by hand or whatever, or put it in the dishwasher if there's a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. You know, like, just keep everything neat and tidy so you don't have to stress out later and just be like, oh no.
Yeah,
look at,
exactly. Oh. That's what I try to do, but then that's, yeah, how the dust accumulates.
Yeah, dust is different, it's... though. Yeah, dust, yeah. Yeah, but like with dishes and plates and stuff like that, then you're like, okay,
oh yeah, it's you're not going to leave it so long for dust to accumulate on,
yeah,
that.
You're waiting for mold to accumulate.
Yeah, exactly. The dusty mold. That sounds like an underground artist name.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you ever heard of Dusty Mold?
Yeah.
Just released a new EP. First single, Sport. Second single, Allergies.
Allergic to the system.
Allergic to the system. Oh man, that's gonna be my new artist name. I'm rebranding now. No longer Dusty Erratic Mold. Asthmatic. I'm Dusty Mold now. It's a good run, guys.
It's a good run, guys. He's gonna become more asthmatic.
Yeah, exactly.
All that dust.
All that dust. All that mold.
He's gonna wish he never changed.
I'm gonna wish I never changed.
He's like, why did I do this? Like, he's gonna blame it on me. He's like, why did you let me do this?
I'm, yeah,
like, hey, man, you're a grown man.
You can make your own decisions.
Make your own, like, mistakes.
No, I can't, clearly. Clearly don't know what I'm doing. Don't make me think that I do.
Who said it? I know what I'm doing. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Who said anybody knows what they're doing? Mm. Yeah. You have any plans for the summer? I don't really have anything planned.
Nah, man. I don't really plan stuff in the summer. Like, if it's, for me, it's more like, you know, people will just say, hey, man, let's meet at the beach, or, you know, I don't like really going to the beach because of the sand.
Mm.
But, like, I don't mind going to a beach bar, let's say. Like, you know, bars, yeah, by the beach and those type of things, I don't mind. Like, let's go there, have some nice, you know, cold cocktails on a hot day, you know, chill out, watch, you know, get the nice breeze from the sea and everything.
Mm-hmm.
All those type of things, that's cool. But those are not like plans, that just happens. You know, it's just like, hey, interested in doing this? Yeah, let's do that. You know, and then if it's a good, yeah, day, sometimes someone will call you, hey, look, barbecue. Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, let's do it. You know,
because,
uh-huh, that's like, this is the only time, at least in this country, where you get a chance to do,
yeah,
all these outdoor activities and
all these outdoor, yeah, yeah, situations, these events.
Yeah.
People try though. Like I've seen in wintertime, it's like sunny out. People are like out and about. They just have winter jackets on.
Yeah, double, and then they're just sitting triple layered up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They're sitting on a bench, or like, well, at least the sun is out. It's like, no, you're dying. Look, your face is blue.
Your lips are purple.
Yeah.
Your fingers are frozen.
Might as well reenact the Titanic at this point. Just
yeah.
Just go inside the building. Go back inside.
They have heaters 5 yards away.
Get some people. As soon as the sun shines, we gotta be outside. I was like, no, you don't. You don't know what's happening outside.
Yeah.
The sun is just a,
you don't know the dangers.
Yeah, the sun is just a trap. The sun is like, I got them.
Bait. Don't take the bait.
As soon as they get outside, catch rain.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't ready.
I didn't bring an umbrella.
Yeah, no, you just see me looking out the window. Those stupid idiots.
I told them so.
Just me sipping with a straw.
Yeah.
Those fools.
Those fools. The imbeciles.
They will never learn.
Never learn. Oh man. Maybe one day they go outside on enough sunny days.
Yeah.
They'll learn.
They'll learn.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like the beach that much. I don't go to many beaches though, because like every time I go to a beach, I'm like on the beach. I'm not really at like the beach bars like you mentioned.
Mm.
So like maybe that would fit better. But yeah, like I don't really care.
Yeah, because most people want to be on the sand with a
I don't.
Mm-mm. Beach towel and stuff sitting on the sand. And I'm like, I don't like, because sand goes everywhere.
It does. It really does.
And especially like if you have, you think, oh yeah, we got this nice cooler and we got drinks in there. And then somehow the cooler doesn't last long.
Got sand in the cooler.
You got sand in the cooler. You got sand on the cans of drinks or whatever you got.
Yeah.
Now you're drinking half sand, half whatever.
Yeah. And then it's like you got ice in the cooler probably too, so it's like wet sand, it's like mud almost.
Yeah,
on
so
the
it's just sticking to everything.
Yeah.
And then everything on your skin is dry.
Everything on your skin is dry. Yeah. Sand taking all the moisture out of everything.
Yeah. Like I like to swim at the beach, but not here in this country because the beach and the sea. Ports in this country are polluted as fucking disgusting. So
I know every time I go to any lake or something, I see like the water is brown
or like foamy. You're like, what, why is it foamy?
What's going on here? What kind of rabies does this lake have?
It's like spewing stuff out. You're like,
spewing stuff. What the fuck?
Is that normal? It's like, oh yeah, it's just queasy.
Yeah, sure.
No, it's not. What?
Just queasy. Oh boy, queasy. I didn't know lakes could queasy. Well, now you know. Learn your biology.
I was like, I've been to many lakes. I ain't seen this shit.
Yeah. Not never. That's just because they're polite. They don't want to do it in public.
These are European lakes. They don't care.
Yeah. We're going to the nude beach today. I am the nude beach. Oh man. I still haven't gone one. I haven't never gone to a nude beach. I don't think I need to. I don't think it's
like the one we're going to, I told you about in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nude
beach. Is it a nude beach?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense, kind of.
Yeah. So that's why we're doing it there. But I mean, otherwise... No, I've never been otherwise. But I mean, like, even if it's not considered a new beach, like, you still go to some of the beaches here. And it's mostly the old people are just going all
Yeah.
You know, they don't give a fuck.
Just letting everything hang.
Just like, yeah. Let me show you my raisin body. And then
raisin body. Yeah. I was once a beautiful, fruitful grape.
Also young, plump once.
And as the days went on by, as I sat in the sun, slowly shriveled away.
Shriveled. And it's always like, oh, come on, Grandpa.
Come on, Grandpa.
It's like, cover yourself up.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, like, I don't know. Yeah, even when I'm, if I were to go to a nude beach, I don't think I would even be nude. I think I would just still sit there in my yeah, shorts or whatever.
I'm not comfortable going naked in front of anybody.
Yeah.
Like, even in front of myself, I'm like, ah, oh,
yeah.
It was just me.
It was just me. Thought I was being flashed for a second.
You scared me over there, bro.
Yeah.
Start having a conversation with yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. Why is this mirror there? Oh, because I put it there. Got it.
Yeah, I forgot I put you there.
Yeah. Get a glimpse. Oh, man. Sorry, me. Didn't expect myself. But yeah, especially going to a nude beach with sand. Like being nude on the beach. Imagine where the sand goes.
Sand goes.
Like it gets places when you're clothed.
When you're clothed.
Imagine like when you're not, it has full access from the get-go.
At this point, it's like it's just all slippery slope. It's
yeah.
Like VIP access granted. Like like anything goes. Like, no, that's not.
we got backstage tickets, guys.
Backstage and under. I don't know what it's
understage.
Called.
Understage.
Behind the scenes. Like, oh, shit.
Behind the scenes. Yeah. And they were free too, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Got them on.
And they do it out of their own free will.
Yeah.
So let's go, guys.
My lucky day.
Yay. Danny, get home. As much as you wash your balls, there's still sand.
Somehow.
Just coming out of nowhere.
From everything, like you're washing your armpits, there's still armpits, sand in your armpits.
Yeah.
It's like behind your ears and shit. Yeah. You sneeze, you jump, a handful of sand comes out. You're like, what the fuck?
Like you itch your eye, sand comes out.
Yeah.
And then you think like, oh yeah, just brush and wash my mouth. Start chilling for no reason. Then you just feel sand in your mouth.
Yeah, so suddenly like, just out of nowhere, sudden, you like, feel these grains.
I'm like, ah, yeah. What is that?
How this whole time? I never even knew.
Yeah, this granules just popped in my mouth.
Sandy McGee.
It'd be like that.
It do be like that. But yeah, I don't like having sand on me. Like whenever I'm on a beach and I'm like walking around barefoot, first of all, the sand gets pretty hot.
Yeah.
Like if it's a sunny, decently warm day, the sand is much warmer than the sun is.
Yeah.
Like the weather
like
itself
it just absorbs
feels
all
cooler.
The heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So like the sand is hot and I am a baby back bitch when it comes to like warm temperatures on like I shower, like some people shower in like 90 fucking degrees Celsius water. And I'm like, I'm good with my 37. Like I have like my shower temperature like stops at 40 and then I have to press a button to unlock and increase it more. I don't even go to the lock. I'm like, yeah, I don't even need, this lock has never been used basically. But yeah, I need, you know, decently temperatured items on my body, I suppose, whether that item is water or sand
or water
or clothes.
Yeah.
And then it just sticks, and every time I step foot on a beach with sand, this sand automatically sticks to the feet, and then I immediately feel the urge to like go to the water, wash it off.
Yeah, and then you make worse.
But then then you make it worse because then it's wet and sand sticks even more, and then you have no place to walk except for the sand.
Yeah. And then some people think they're smart. And he's like, you know, you put your socks on. I was like, no, you're making an actual the bag socks. Of yeah. sand in your your socks. you're just, how do you say, sifting out the small particles.
Yeah,
but the exactly. big chunks stay in the in the socks.
Exactly. Man. I don't know what it is with sand. And some people really like the beach. And like, no discredit, like, you can enjoy the beach if that's your thing. If that's yeah. your prerogative, you enjoy being sandy, go by all means.
Yeah.
Provide them with those backstage passes. That VIP access, but not for me.
Mm-mm.
However, I will say that I prefer sandy beaches over rocky beaches.
True.
I've been to a rocky beach before, and that was some bullshit.
Man, you can get cut walking. Exactly. You can cut yourself. Like,
yeah, exactly. And that's what I did too.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a rocky beach. I'm like, I'm just trying to like swim. There was like this sort of tide that was yeah. just enough to like push my body back a little bit. And
but
I'm
then
kinda,
the floor
like, near
bed
the
is all these weird rocks and.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like hit my arm against something. Like cut myself and. I also got stung by a jellyfish on the same beach, and I was like at the shore, the rocks at the shore, like, and then I feel a sting, and I'm like, bitch,
what the fuck? Now I gotta wait till I need to pee.
Yeah. That just means like this whole time, nowhere safe.
Nowhere safe.
Can't even take a dip, a quick dip, without getting stung.
No.
Luckily, it wasn't like a big jellyfish or a bad sting. It was like a small shock, but like I could tell it was something because like I looked at my hand and there was like no piercing. There was no cut. There was no, but it was like sting and it was like still stinging. And I was like, oh shit, I guess jellyfish. Cause I never even saw the jellyfish. I guess it was like super small or something.
Yeah. Cause they're very different sizes.
Very different sizes, very different colors. It was probably like somewhat translucent.
Translucent.
As well.
Yeah. They probably didn't see it.
Yeah,
that's why I prefer just swimming pools, man. You wanna go?
Yeah,
swimming? Let's go to a swimming pool.
Recreational controlled environments.
Yeah, I prefer swimming pools.
Yeah.
Actually, when it was really hot, how many weeks ago? Like a month ago, maybe. I was just like craving. I want to go swim.
Yeah.
It's been so long I haven't swam, and I wanted to go to a swimming pool. But I was like, I don't want to go alone.
Yeah, it's been a while since I swam as well.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know. But last I remember, though, I don't really like swimming that much. The activity of swimming, I don't know. Doesn't appeal to me.
No, not the activity, but like at least just having fun in the pool, just, you know, like chill swimming, relaxing, not like activities like sports. Let's go. Let's do laps back and forth. Like, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
But if I'm swimming, like that's actually what I kind of want to be doing because like swimming is a really good exercise for your back.
Yeah.
And I had back surgery and that was like the top recommended exercise for me to do.
Yeah.
And so like if I am swimming at all, if I am submerging my body in water, that's the part like I just don't like being in water, like in general, whether I'm doing active stuff or not or chilling.
Yeah.
And so like if I am swimming, I'd rather be active and exercise.
My part was more like I wanted to swim, but not like hardcore swimming, but like still, you know, enjoying like I'm swimming. Like
yeah. It is nice though.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, especially good weather days.
Yeah.
But on that note, guys.
Yeah. Summer
is here.
Let us
know what you think. Summer is here. Are you going swimming?
What you gonna do? Let us know.
Let us know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Like, share us around. We'll be back in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Taking a small break.
So just stay on the lookout. If you got the notifications on, you will see when the next episode drops.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and everything.
Yeah. Until then. Peace.
See you.